A baby's cord blood gets collected immediately after birth if it's to be used for medicine. It has to be stored in a cord blood bank. Doctors can use the blood in transfusions or sometimes as a substitute for bone marrow. To Cindy Cooper, the research is promising. She lost her daughter Ashley to Krabbe disease, a rare disorder that breaks down the nervous system. Cooper says that a cord blood transplant might have saved her daughter today. So when Cooper's son Austin was born, she wanted to donate his cord blood.
The frustrating part for me was that my doctor did not give me any information at all on donating. I had to get on the internet and do all the research myself.
A state assembly proposal would change that. Doctors would have to let pregnant women know about donating cord blood, but only as long as there's no cost to the woman or her hospital. Still, Dr. Robert Phillips says the proposal is short on details. Phillips lobbies for the Marshfield Clinic, which opposes the legislation.
Our obstetricians and our organization felt that the bill didn't go far enough because it doesn't provide for standards of collection, processing, testing, and storage of the cord blood at this time.
There's also no funding in the bill to set up public cord blood banks. There are none in Wisconsin and only a handful throughout the country. The measure has already cleared the state assembly. State senators could vote on it as early as September. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.